Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Yes, tonight we're continuing with an absorbing series of conversations with our human condition guru, clinical psychologist Lynn Worsley, on human disorders under the general umbrella of anxiety disorders. Tonight, one that might surprise some people, it's linked with obsessive compulsive disorders and it's hoarding. Tonight, part one of two parts on hoarding. Lynn, this has become a more recognised disorder lately, and we all probably think we know what hoarding means and looks like. What exactly do the experts mean by it?
Okay. Hoarding? Well, hoarding and cluttering actually involves excessive collection of items which appear to have little or no value and a failure to remove or discard them. And this often means that the environment in which that they're being kept becomes so cluttered that it can no longer be used for the purpose for which it's designed. And it'll consequently impair on basic living activities and such as cooking, cleaning, sleeping, showering and moving and just getting around for the person in there. There's different ways that hoarding shows up and there's different degrees, and it's always worth noting that with any of the obsessive compulsive disorders that it's not a disorder unless it's actually causing distress or affecting a person's ability to live a normal life, or it's also affecting other people.
Yes.
But with hoarding disorder, there's often times when it doesn't affect the person's life who has a disorder because they're just actually not aware that it's a problem.
But it's affecting those around them.
But it affects other people around them. And that's that they don't have the insight into their difficulties. And it's really isn't until other people start putting pressure on them that they start to notice that they've got a problem.
I think this will be a really interesting conversation. So how does hoarding show up then?
There is a number of different types.
Yes.
There's hoarding that leads to squalor. And they talk about it often at times, squalor and hoarding, as though it's one thing, but it's not. There's that when it's squalor, it becomes unhygienic and perhaps rodent infected environment.
Yes.
And it sometimes occurs because it's just too difficult to clean and there's just so much stuff and rotting food, and the accumulation of dust and dirt makes it more like a squalor situation.
Okay.
And it also can mean that there's so much stuff in the person's house that they can't get to the bathroom or the bath and the shower, and they can't perhaps even get to their toilet. And so it can get quite pretty horrendous.
Yes.
And at the same time too, there's people with hoarding disorders that have some sort of mental incapacity, and so that sort of means that they lose their capacity to look after themselves. There's also other aspects of hoarding where a person actually keeps items such as fingernails and hair and skin and excrement. And this leads to a pretty foul area, and it's really difficult for other people to live with. Now they're the extremes. But then there's the organized hoarders, and they keep things of value to themselves and they keep it clean and tidy as much as they can, and they try and organize. They may not actually be successful, but they'll try and stack things in piles and have extremely straight and neat and tidy but cluttered space. Now, that also might mean that they want to get it clean and tidy and organized, but they spend a lot of time trying to procrastinate getting it that way.
Yes.
The organized hoarders are the ones who often go under the radar, and they seem like they're doing pretty okay. But when you visit their house, they're absolutely full and they're cluttered to the point of not even be able to move into their bedrooms, or they have to, you know, sort of take side steps to walk around the house.
Okay, so you mentioned some of the extremes of what sort of things people hoard. What are the more conventional or the more common kind of things people hoard? And here's my question: why do they do this?
Well, why do people hoard? Let's go back. It's depend on what they're interested in as to what they're hoarding. And that sort of comes from why. So some people hoard anything of value to them, and that might link to their past or their own experiences. And hoarding's linked to trauma and loss. So the items of value to take them that they might take might actually have some personal meaning. So they might throw them out might feel like you're actually throwing a part of their soul out or rejecting them. So coming in and cleaning out the house while they're away is pretty devastating for them. And some hoarders focus on certain items to hoard, so they can comb the streets for pieces of wire or special ornaments or pieces of furniture. Others hoard newspapers and stack them in their dates in order to remember the past because they were there.
Yep.
They can't throw them out, or they'll muddle them up, or and that disturbs them. So some hoard clothes, shoes, tools, wood, bags. Some hoard junk mail and put them in piles. And what happens in the brain is, again, an obsession with an item or a type of items, and then there's the compulsion to find the item and then to store it. Now, it might seem like a normal shopping expedition for some people, looking for a dress or a shoes or obsessing about it and reading magazines and looking online for the sales and finding the best colour and etc. But it's understood that that's an obsession. And then when the compulsion to buy the item finishes off the obsession, it's then finished. You know, that closes the loop.
Yes.
But with the person who hoards, it doesn't really settle them. It settles them sort of for a while, but they can't stop the obsessive thoughts. So they might buy several of the items, like 10, 20 or 30 of them. They might look for a dress and buy 30 of the same dress. And they can't even face the thought of throwing them out. And there's no actual switch off button, and there's no relief to the obsession.
Wow. So that's some of the things that they hoard. Here's the question. Why do people hoard as they do then?
This is a really sad part. When there's been trauma and loss in a person's life, there's often a sense that they might be forgotten or lost and have no importance to anyone. They're also faced with feeling insignificant and lost in their own sense of self. And hoarding can actually bring a sense of significance.
Mm.
It brings a feeling that they mean something to something, something to some thing that they're hoarding.
Yes.
Yeah. The items represent them. So it's actually a projection of themselves in the items. The papers represent that they've been there, that they've handled the items so they can now be part of them. Also, that when there's items to be thrown out, they need to be rescued. This can also be called what we call a projection of their own needs to have been rescued during the trauma that they went through in the past.
Yeah.
So they're rescuing items on the side of the road, and there's a real sense of mission associated with hoarding items and rescuing the valuable items that are doomed for the garbage truck, a bit like what might have been happening to them.
I mentioned this is part one of our two-part conversation on hoarding, because I think there is a lot in this, and quite a lot that affects a lot of people in varying degrees. Do you see, and have you seen a lot of these people in your professional work?
I have seen a number of people with hoarding, and oftentimes I don't know they're hoarding until I get in the conversation that someone's complaining about their stuff.
Yes.
Or complaining about them. So what I'd like to talk about next week is actually talk about what do you do if you know someone who is hoarding. Do you leave them alone and leave them to their own thing? Or do you actually intervene and cause an awful lot of havoc?
Yeah.
I also think that it's very, very difficult to treat.
I was going to ask that. Just
very difficult.
Because we will talk about this in detail. Are there treatment options available?
Yes, there are. Very few.
Yeah.
And very very new in the field. I also think we've got a rise in hoarding.
Okay.
I think there's a massive rise, actually, in hoarding. I think the more individualized we become as people, the more reason we need to have stuff. And when we collect our stuff, we don't like to throw it out. And actually, when you think of it, too, I don't know if you've got council cleanup in your streets.
Oh, yep, sure.
Everyone's got it on the side of the road. That's like, a bit like having alcohol sitting on the side of the road just for free for alcoholics.
Yeah, that's an interesting hoarder's perspective.
It really is very, very difficult for a hoarder.
Okay. Look forward, interestingly, greatly to our conversation on this next week. Lynn Worsley, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.